This audio article is sponsored by Froom, Australia's number one, good for you, mushroom products brand now available at Harris Farm Markets. Headline, Little Island finds a new home, but can dairy and non-dairy really share the same freezer? Last month, the news broke that Little Island Creamery, one of New Zealand's plant-based trailblazers, had gone under after 15 years of scooping up coconut milk cred. It was a gut punch for fans of dairy-free done well. But now, the brand's story takes a twist that no one quite saw coming. Nelson-based Appleby Farms, best known for their A2 milk ice cream, has acquired Little Island's brand and assets. A relaunch is on the cards, with the original dairy-free flavors set to return to supermarket freezers by August. The team promises to honor Little Island's legacy, and there's even talk of reviving its plant-based milks and yogurts. But here's the question hanging over the chillers. Can a proudly dairy company breathe life back into a non-dairy icon without melting its soul? In an era where brand identity matters as much as product texture, consumers will be watching closely to see whether this is a true revival or just a corporate crossover in coconut clothing. There's potential here. Appleby brings scale, polish, and reach. Little Island still holds a nostalgic place in the minds of many. But if the blend of dairy and dairy-free isn't handled with care, both audiences might be left cold. This audio sponsors link is on the bottom of the page.